Okay, so initiatives have been rolled. Ashley, kick us off.
Yeah, we want to neutralize these giants. So I'm coming up to this guy. I'm running up, and it's going to be a Hunter's Mark for bonus action on
okay.
Mr. Just Got Really Offended. And then it's two Crystal Short Sword attacks. That's for two attacks. One's a natural 20. I should do this one at a time.
Should roll those more often.
Yeah. That's two natural 20s in a row on this die.
Holy
so
shit.
So what's the... Because the way I like... We're going to keep that house rule, where instead of rolling double the dice, the first part of the dice is just going to be maxed, and then you roll your normal dice to add to the max.
Okay. Yep. I'm trying to recall what...
Sorry.
One attack is going to be...
Well, you definitely have a D6 for your short sword, a D6 for Hunter's Mark.
And a D4 for the Crystal Short Sword. No, a D8 for the freaking Crystal Short Sword.
Oh, so not a D6?
No, it's a D6 plus a D8 Radiant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you hit with an attack roll using this sword, the target takes an extra 1D8 Radiant.
Okay, so it'll be... 12, 20, then roll normal damage. And add your modifier.
And I think my modifier is just +4 for dexterity.
Yeah. Okay. So 24 plus that.
Plus 5, 8, 13. An additional 7 damage for the first attack. And since I rolled twice already, I'm going to take the 14. That was the second roll.
Okay.
Unless you want me to re-roll it.
No. You can take the second roll. That's fine. So 24 plus 13, so 37 damage on that first hit.
Yes. And then it's a 22 to hit for the second attack.
Yeah, that hits.
Which is going to be 2, 4, 6, 9 plus 4. Another 13 damage.
Wow. Big hits there, Ashley. As you're just going to work on the calf muscles of the stone giant.
Yep. And Tom kind of wants to talk shit, but Ashley's just quiet.
Fair enough. Zarkon.
Okay, so now that I'm here, what do I see? When the giants ran out and all this happened, did anybody come out? Or
not at the moment. Not at the moment. You didn't see anyone come out yet.
Okay.
That can be my heart.
But you now see this wide open courtyard. No, you didn't quite peer around the corner yet. But you see that door there. No doors appear to be here, I don't think. No. Oh, I'm sorry, there's a set of doors right here. A set of wooden doors there that sort of like open like gymnasium doors. There's the stone door all the way to the left. And you can see the building, there's a corner around the side, which the courtyard continues.
There's a corner around the side?
I'm ignoring her.
Okay.
I'll try to make my way to this one, and I'll try to peer in.
Into the doors there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hovering.
Make a perception check.
27.
What happens when you start us at level 10?
You see a large open area directly in front, several feet into the... Let's look in the crack between the doors. There's some sort of desk... Or, you know, table, pedestal kind of thing. And in the corner to the right, you see two circular cages.
Anything in it?
No, you don't see any. Actually, I don't know. 27? You see shapes inside them at the bottom. Like on the floor of the cages.
Okay. Am I within 30 feet of you?
It gotta be. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
Okay, so... If you'll allow me to do this as like either a free action or a bonus action.
Uh-huh.
Damn, I'd like to go before the giants.
Okay.
Psionic mind. And I'm just going to relay to you in your mind what I'm seeing.
All that information comes into your mind, Melody.
Fairly open room, desk, and two cages.
Yep.
I see nobody's shapes in them, cages? But I can't.
He sees shapes at the bottom of the cages. But remember, you're looking through the crack of a door, so you have no peripheral vision. That's all you're seeing.
Okay, sorry. I thought I took this to mean like Wild West doors. And since I'm 7 feet tall, I was like peering over it.
Oh, no, 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 no. They're sealing the floor. But you're able to see through the center of it.
Okay.
Copy.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay, sir. No problem. Malady, you'll go next. One thing we've changed about Malady's abilities is her ability to change where she goes in the initiative order. As soon as she picks, that's where she stays. She can't change every turn.
Yeah.
Got it.
Which is fine, because I was trying really hard to do that last
time. It is playtesting. I did say we may change a few things here and there, so that's the first.
Once I get something, I like to keep it that way. But anyway, okay. So, I have a question.
Of course you do. What do you got?
More? I was going to go help kill the giants.
Okay, what's the question?
Are you upset if I go and fight the giants?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. I will fly. Over here. That's my question! Because we're supposed to be the ones to fight the giants, right. And just lock the guys outside with them.
Our roles just completely...
Yeah,
our roles just... Yep, I just got
what happened. Tis life, that's my question. Okay.
If only we planned more.
At dawn, we plan.
That's actually one of my... literally, one of my character traits is, if there's a plan, I'm not going to follow it.
Nobody was at the desk.
No.
No.
Go in.
Okay.
You go in?
So I was here, I think. I got to look at my flight speed. 60 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm gonna from here, this is 30. Push.
Okay. The doors
and
are not...
And land. Bah! In the middle
of the
room.
The doors are not currently locked, so you are able to push them open with ease, revealing the next chamber. So when you go in the doors, and I'll say, Zarkon, you're right there when so you can see it too. Ooh. You come in. This desk has just...
Yes, you're welcome.
You would think that might be like a guard post when there's someone here.
Yeah.
You see 2, 4, 6 cages.
Yeah.
Look like they could each hold 3 to 4 people, maybe more if you're squeezing them in.
Okay.
You also see sets of stockades.
Ugh.
Jesus Christ.
Down this way, all currently empty.
Any, but nobody's in the cages either.
You see shapes. You see humanoid forms in the cages. Yep.
Okay.
But that is your turn. We are back to the giants now.
How about them giants?
How about them? You see the game last night? Those sons of bitches. Oh, wait. No, yeah, they have 40, right? Okay, he's dashing, so that's all he can do. He can't attack. Actually, you can get an attack of opportunity on that one if you wish.
Mm-hmm. Please wish! Okay, Shroud yells. Do I try my luck with the 2 in a row natural 20s, or do I give him... I'll give him a rest. I'm not going to push it. So that's a 27 to hit.
Yeah, sure.
It's a 19 plus 8. Not Hunter's Marked on that guy, but you get the extra d8 for 9 plus 13 damage.
Okay.
As he runs by.
And he just is going to take the dash action and cut off Orchestrion, but that's all he has. The other one is going to begin teeing off on you, Ashley, with his great club. 27 to hit.
Ouch.
Second attack is 26 to hit.
I will react with a hellish rebuke.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and roll all this at once. Okay, so you take 46 points of bludgeoning damage between the two hits.
Ow. 4?
4-6, yeah.
4-6.
4-6. They're giants. When they hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
The natural cleric in me is like, ah! But then I remember I'm a wizard.
And for Hellish Rebuke, needs to make a dexterity save.
Sure.
Versus... my spell DC is 14.
Holy crap, he actually makes it. 14 exactly.
Alright, and I believe...
It's half damage.
Yeah, half damage of 2d10. So
yeah, that's not nothing.
It's free damage.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's free real estate. 7.
Like you already have that? Like, you rolled 7?
Oh, yeah, I rolled 7.
Okay, so he takes 3. But that's 3. Okay.
Yeah, I
Again, it's not nothing.
Damage is damage.
Absolutely.
Yep. I don't think it's plus...
No.
Yeah, okay. I didn't think so.
That 3 damage could mean the difference between life or death. You never know. Orchestrion.
That stone giant just dashed at me.
Yep.
So, I'm going to have to change my pants later. But, cantrips at will and spells, correct? Or is it one or the other?
It depends. If you have a bonus action spell, you can do that and cantrip.
Yeah, it's not fucking around right now. Right in front of me, Thunder Wave.
Okay.
And I'm at the... What is this? I'm at highest level, which I believe is 5th. So...
Uh-huh.
Casting.
All right, so Constitution save. That is... That's a failure. That is a 13. So yeah. It will take full damage. What did you roll for damage?
16.
Okay. On a level 5? That cannot possibly be right.
I'm all the way at the bottom here. All the way at the bottom.
Oh, you rolled garbage!
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens.
All right. Okay. So, that's why you rolled dog shit. Okay. So...
I'm going to upcast my fireball. 5 damage.
You rolled like a 2, 5, 1s, and a 6. Okay, so, but...
He's pushed 10 feet away.
He's pushed 15 feet away. Oh. Ashley, make a dex save. As you're about to get giant sphincter right at eye level, flying at you.
Shoved it into another giant.
That's 22.
Okay, then we're going to make this fun because you got over 20. Ashley sees this happening, and you're able to do a tuck and roll.
Yes.
Boom! Roll me 2d6s.
2d6s.
Well,
as each giant takes 9 damage from crashing into each other.
Sorry, Ash!
It was actually a 24, but, you know.
Oh, even better.
He spooked me! He spooked me!
As Ashley's like, whoa, boy!
Yep.
And you shoulder roll out of the way as the two giants slam into each other. And we're back to the top of the order. Ashley.
Quick question.
Sir.
Since you cast Thunder Wave here, does anything happen to the structure here?
Oh! It sucks when your players know D&D real
well. No, it's not that. It's... Where did you point the cube?
Right, because I was actually wondering...
Like, in character, he's like, sees this fucking giant running at him. He's like, oh, fuck!
I'll say
nothing happens to the structure because Orchestron was channeling it forward. He was aiming the cube forward.
No problem. I just was wondering.
Because Thunderwave is kind of iffy in the words as far as where the cube is.
Yeah.
Like certain DMs interpret it being projected. Some it's like a perimeter around you. It's not clear. So there's a lot open to interpretation there. In situations like that, I defer to the player. Where did you point it? So.
Got it. Yeah, I was just asking.
Oh, good. No, it's a fair question. Ashley, you're up.
All right. So we're going to continue hacking away at this guy that I like even less now that he took away half my hit points. So, yep, we'll start with the first attack with the Crystal Short Sword. It says 17 plus 8.
Certainly hits.
2, 4, 6, plus 4... 10 damage for first attack.
Okay.
Wait. Hunter's Mark. 16 damage for the first attack.
Okay.
Second attack. Ooh, 16 to hit?
I might do it. Let me see. Their AC... 17.
Ooh.
Just misses.
Whiff. And then bonus action is the offhand attack.
Sure.
That's going to miss.
That'll miss too, yeah. Sorry, Ashley, you got him once, though.
Yeah, hey.
Zarkon.
First round was huge, and then 16 is good.
Shit happens. Okay, the only other door, by the way, that you guys see is this one over here. Oh, and that one, too.
Okay, I'll make my way into the room. Do we see anybody in the cages?
As you get closer, you see several in this one, all dead, varying stages of decay.
Ooh. Oh, that's not good. All right. I'm going to make my way over to this door, and... look through.
Okay. Make a perception check. maladies. As you're in the room now, you can see in almost every cage there's at least one, if not more, dead bodies.
Are there any live?
Not based on what you can see.
Okay.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20? It also makes sense why the door wasn't locked, because everyone in here is dead. Dirty 20?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked.
You look into what appears to be some sort of common room. On your perspective, just looking through the crack that you can see, or the keyhole, wherever you're looking, there's a couple of tables set up, there's like food laid out. It appears to be some sort of den or common room.
Hmm. Does the food look eaten?
Yes, but it also does. It looks like it hasn't been out very long. Like maybe they left their evening meal out. Whoever this was. There's like a, you see like some sort of rose bird with a couple of legs missing off of it.
Does it look giant at all, or does it look like it's normal size?
Normal size.
Hmm. Okay. And I'll relay that back to you.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. If I'm not being attacked or anything, or I don't see an enemy.
Okay. Melody.
Walk into the other room with him.
You're walking in.
If I know that nobody is in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna walk in.
Door's locked.
Will you let me take my mage hand out as my cantrip and try to pick the lock?
Sure.
Out of it.
Okay, make a dexterity check.
Okay.
Take guidance.
Thank you. 11.
11?
Mm-hmm.
Not the most complicated of locks.
Very nice, babe.
Thank you.
I like the tape for the paper. Mm, clever.
Uh-huh.
As you step into what is clearly a dormitory or common room of some sort.
How far away does your psychic speech?
30 feet.
And as soon as you come through, you see a figure here carrying a plate of food. This door is slightly cracked and it looked like they were going inside.
Okay.
And as soon as the door opens, they turn. Boy! Drop the food, and they draw a long sword, and they begin moving towards you.
Can I use my reaction to be like, hey?
Sure.
Hey.
Okay, we are...
I really wanted to be like, what up? How's it going? Fucking die.
We are back to the giants. Actually, you'll have another attack of opportunity.
Ooh.
As this one moves away from you again.
Excellent. This is how you should kill him. Push him, attack. Push him, attack.
Well, that's a good thing, because I did not want to get double-teamed by a pair of stone giants.
Two giants, one ranger.
Nope.
All right.
No.
Orchestrion.
I don't want that. Do not want
that. Two swings on you, my good sir.
Oh, God, no.
With the great club. Holy shit, do they both miss? Does a 15 hit you?
It does not.
They both miss.
Jesus, thank
you. A 9 and a 3 on the dice. Does a 18 hit you? Okay, then the other one misses. So that is an 18 and a natural 1. So one hit. Want to scare your players? Be like, I don't have enough D8s for this.
I was already scared of 2 attacks.
13. 19 damage.
Ow.
That's their turn. Orchestrion. For what it's worth, Ashley, the one you've been fighting looks very hurt.
Very good. Because so do I.
So, the guy in front of me who tried to hit me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get, I'm, for flavor, I'm like dodging. I'm not taking it. I'm just dodging it or whatever.
Sure.
Right? So, I'm going Muhammad Ali Vicious Mockery on him.
Okay.
Which is a cantrip. Yeah, and it's a wisdom... He has the wisdom of 16.
Failure.
So, 7.
Okay.
But then it's just like, yeah, you can't even hit me, huh? What's the point of being so big if you can't hit anybody? And he takes that, and he has
disadvantage
next turn.
Okay. That was your action. You can use a bonus action if you want. Let me see. Bonus action spell. I don't know if you have healing word. Inspiration is a bonus action.
I think I just have a, what do you call it? Cure wounds. Yeah, no.
Okay, no. So Bardic Inspiration if you wanted to.
I would use that to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Bardic Inspiration on Ashley, and we go back to actions, bonus actions. One.
Okay. So you have a D10. You have a D10 bardic inspiration, Ashley.
I assume that's this inspiration button here?
No, that's for DM inspiration.
Okay.
Just on, you know, what next, whatever right. ability check, you have it for 10 minutes in game time, one roll for an ability check, attack, or saving throw. Okay. Whatever you want to use it on.
That'll probably help.
Okay. And you're up, sir.
Alright, I'm going to keep going ham on this guy.
Okay.
Crystal Sword. 2. That's a whiff.
There you go.
That's better. That's 21. Alright, so we got Sword. 100. 1, 2, 3. Okay. So 6 plus 4 is 10. 10. That was second attack. Now, short sword of warning. 16 plus 8. 2d6. 7 and 4. 11.
Okay.
Very hurt.
Very hurt. Zarkon, you're up, sir.
Alrighty. So he's coming this way, right? I'm gonna make my way over to him.
30.
And we will do Sacred Flame on him.
Okay.
So dex save DC 17.
Okay. I am bouncing around to all different... why is that open? I don't want that. I need that. Dex save! 19 on the die.
Bonus action, spiritual weapon.
There you go. There you go, cleric.
And I'm going to put that on him. 18?
Yeah, 18 will hit.
Awesome. So that's going to be 9 damage. As you see, a scepter with a dragon head and a jewel in it form.
Okay.
And pop him on the head.
Okay. He's just an ugly human man. He just looks as miserable as his job.
Well, now his nose is an improvement.
Fair enough.
It's a horrible LinkedIn profile. It's an ugly human man.
Ugly, ugly son of a bitch. Oh, he needs to join initiative. I didn't roll for him.
Well, he wasn't, like, eating.
Listen, Evan, shut the fuck up. Okay, so he will join combat
there.
I actually don't have a
look. All right, Melody, you're up.
Okay, I am going to cast Haste on my paladin.
Okay.
I am going to run across the room and hide.
You mean on your cleric?
Yeah, I'm a...
You're a cleric of your paladin!
No.
Well, whatever.
I'm paladin. All right.
You shut up. All right. I'm going to run across the room and I'm going to hide over here.
Okay. All right, now we get to bring out the little magic hula hoops.
Baby, I got it already. Magical effect.
Okay, cool. Is there one for haste?
No.
Yes, there is.
Where?
Hastened.
Hastened.
Move fuck out of my way.
It's like...
This is why you don't touch things. Shut up. Shut up.
See, you DM the other game.
Shut up. I don't want to hear you speaking anymore. Shut up.
Just in case you get confused.
Anyway, I dropped flight.
Okay.
I did that. Then I am going to use my ability to do 2 actions. Make an action, a bonus action.
Okay. Gotcha. Yep.
And I'm going to message... Because I am within range, I counted.
Yeah, you're in range.
I'm going to message...
Ashley.
And I'm going to say, we found the barracks going straight. Go the other way.
Okay. That message comes in your head, Ashley.
I'll try.
I don't want them to come into here. I want them to go the other way.
Oh, you should have been rolling concentration checks for me on Underdark.
Oh,
yeah.
You know,
we'll start it up now. I forgot to do that, too. Because I didn't take out
the hula hoops. Right. So I keep forgetting
that. That's on me. All good.
Yeah,
all good.
I forget that Hunter's Mark is concentration as well.
All good. We'll start fresh right now. So the giants are up. Let's start with Orchestrion. It's a natural 1 and a 22.
So 1 hits me really hard.
You take 18 points of damage.
Okay.
Could be worse.
Could be raining. That's a hit and a miss.
I always know that you're
21.
Oh, to me? Like,
yeah.
But you know that I love you, and I know your character.
Oh.
No longer concentrating.
No longer kind of Hunter's Mark drops, too. So we did that thing, too.
Booyah, no, you have to come all the way over here and get it your fucking self.
As Orchestra...
I am down.
The giant misses the first swing, Ashley ducks underneath it, but it comes with a backswing, and you just see Ashley spin and fall face first.
Out cold.
Oh, God.
Oh, no! Oh, God, no!
Oh, this is not good!
Oh, crap, Ola!
Guys, the guy with the sword fell. I'm just out here at my lousy loot.
At that moment in time, Orchestrion figured out he has to fight the forces of evils with a bagpipe.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Okay, so this one is going to move out there. And longsword, he can't use it this turn, but he's drawing his short sword. But two longsword attacks on Zarkon. Does a 13 is going to miss you, so both attacks will miss Zarkon. But this door opens, and a second one comes out. Also in splint mail, also with a longsword. 17 hit you?
No.
Okay, so one hit, because I'm thinking a 23 will hit you.
Yeah, 23 hits me.
Okay. Better fucking hit you. 10 damage.
Okay, and now he has to make a strength saving throw DC 12.
Okay.
Telekinetic reprisal.
Yeah, he made it. 19 on the die.
Okay, so he...
Can I give disadvantage to that?
Sure. Just makes it 12.
So he'll take one damage.
Hey. Could be the difference between life or death, man. You never know.
Yeah, I rolled 3 damage.
That's them. Orchestrion.
Okay, so there is now two stone giants, is it?
Two stone giants.
Two stone giants looking down at me, really fucking pissed. And, okay, hey, hi guys. So, about this. I think we got off on the wrong foot. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we could talk about the weather. Cloud of daggers.
Oh, I thought he was trying to charm them!
Cloud of daggers, like, right in the middle of both of them.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. Let me look up some cloud of daggers shit here.
Yeah. Isn't it just like an
area? It's a cube of 5 feet.
It's a cube of 5 feet, which technically it means you can only get one of them.
Really?
But I love the creativity here. So I will tell you what. Set it on a point you choose within range. I'll tell you what. Make a charisma check.
Okay.
Because that would be your spellcasting modifier.
Wait, is that a charisma saving throw?
No,
or just
a check.
Pure charisma?
Just an ability check.
Copy.
You're trying to see if you can push the spell past its normal limits based on your ability as a caster. 14. I'm going to say that's not quite enough to get both of them. My suggestion is put it on the one Ashley was hitting.
Then that's the one.
Okay.
I don't know which one is which right now. I'm all combobulated.
The one that's further that way.
That'll be your cloud of daggers. Yes, that is the one on your right. So if you want to put cloud of daggers on him.
Mm.
Does he take the damage immediately or is it on his turn?
4d4 slash when it enters the spell area. When it enters the spell area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there. So did it enter the area?
I'll say it takes it on its turn. It'll take the damage on its turn. That's how I'm going to go with that one. Okay, is that your turn, Orchestrion?
Can I do Bardic Inspiration on myself?
I think you can. Choose one creature other than yourself. Or maybe there's like an improved inspiration thing?
Pathfinder.
As far as an action, this is a DM call. Am I allowed to do the cantrip with turn on my green flame blade?
No, that would be part of your attack. You have to attack in order to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So I'm not going to even attempt an AoE. I'm just sort of going to.
You're just going to stay there?
That's two AoEs.
Yeah. And they'll both swing.
Like, he's gonna leave that right there.
Death saving throw, Ashley, please.
Natural 20!
Get the fuck out!
As Ashley's eyes open, he's like, Oh god! What happened?
Ashley, you scared the crap out of me! Why did you leave me here?
Did anybody get the plate on that bus?
As Ashley's awake with one hit point.
What's a boss?
I don't know, but it just hit me.
Anybody catch the tail on that dragon?
Zarkon, you're up.
All right.
You have haste.
I actually thought to myself, now would be the perfect time for a natural 20 on a death save.
That's the third one in a row on this die.
You're going to have to name that die Talisman.
Yeah. I've been trying to let it rest, too. I just kind of...
I did the same thing.
I didn't, select it. I just grabbed a D20, and it happened to be that one. And I don't want to use up all its mojo.
Yeah. So this one is my lucky girl. She rolls so well. I don't know. And I only use her when it's in dire straits. Like, for that situation, yeah. I only roll when I really need her.
All right, I'm going to try to be cheeky. And let me know if this is allowed.
A little cheeky?
Cheeky, he says.
So.
Those are the best maneuvers.
Action. Spirit Guardians, third level.
All right.
Haste allows me to do an extra action.
Yes.
I would like to do the disengage action, and since I still have my flying up, I would like to fly up about 10 feet, keeping them in Spirit Guardians, but not taking attack of opportunities.
If this works, I am so about this.
I mean,
I did say this is. I'm being a little.
Disengage is one of the actions you can take. Yeah, because there's limits. Yeah. You can't take any action ever. There's limits. You can take the disengage action. Okay, so Spirit Guardians, hasted action, and you fly up 10 feet. I love it. I'm so about this.
And do they take the damage immediately? Or
you have a thing for him?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's up?
They take the damage immediately for Spirit Guardians?
When the creature enters the area for the first time or starts its turn there. So it's actually the same as Cloud of Daggers. I'll say I'm going to rule it happens on their turn.
Okay.
So I need to give you a thingamahooey.
So that's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of things happening. This is what happens when you're like level 11, 12, like multiple things are going on the battlefield.
It's like the Soleil over here.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Just for reference, how high is the ceiling?
We'll put it at 15. So you're 10, you're 5 feet from the top, if you want 10 feet up.
Okay.
Malady.
So I'm hasting him, so I'm concentrating. I'm sorry. I've been trying to figure out how to do this. Everybody within a 20-foot radius.
No, never mind.
Intelligence saving throw.
You're not within 20 feet of anybody.
I am casting it as a radius. It's 120 foot.
Oh, okay.
120 feet, but it's a 20-foot sphere.
What is this? What spell is this? Radius, not... circumference.
Radius.
I'll say Zarkon's not in it because of the word radius, which is two dimensional.
Yes.
So I'll say Zarkon is not in the area of effect.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Intelligence saving throw 20.
Intelligence saving throw DC 20?
Yeah.
Coming right up.
Synaptic static.
Yeah, I knew this. Fucking was. God, this spell's a motherfucker.
It is a bitch.
Where's the center point?
In between them.
Okay.
Although, if you want me to make it so that it's here, and they're getting the edge of it, and it's actually set off here, so that it misses him.
It's fine. Wherever you want it. And it's a... I'm sorry, it's a wisdom save?
Intelligence.
Fail.
Yep.
Fail.
Yep.
Fail.
Who's rolling?
Don't worry about it. Fail.
Okay.
Sure. So what happens to the people that have failed?
Synaptic static, it is 8d6. Psychic damage. 29 damage. 29. Get the fuck back over here.
Okay, I got all the damage. And then, like, they have a minus d6 or something,
right? It's like a minus d6, and also they are fuzzy and they can't concentrate for, like...
All right, we'll deal with that when we get to their turns. It's all right, you should be sorry. Should be sorry.
Hold on.
With your bullshit.
Hold on.
Is that your whole turn, Malady?
Yeah, because I'm concentrating.
All right.
Hold on. After the fail, the target is muddled for 1 minute. During this time, it rolls a d6 and subtracts the number rolled against its attack and ability saves, as well as constitution to maintain concentration.
That's not a concentration spell?
No, it's instantaneous. The target can make an intelligence saving throw at the end of each of its turns to end its effect.
Is that a book spell?
It's in Xanathar's. Shit. Fucking bullshit.
People complain about Thassa's, but they sleep on Xanathar's.
I'll sleep on fucking faces when I'll sleep on.
That's too much. Oh, much. He's very angry.
It is.
He's very upset.
Only Cloud of Daggers damage. It is the giant's turn.
Whoa.
24.
Oh, you upcasted it.
Yeah, it was on level 5, I believe.
Whoa!
1, 2. No, that looked like maybe 4. I think you were out of 5th level spells. But that's okay. 24, you said?
Yep.
That's a good giant.
Boom!
So that's one stone giant down. As it raises, the great club come down on you, and it goes into the daggers you see drop go into what we call in Kali the near well and the far well.
Love all the sound effects.
Okay. That worked.
So that's one giant down. The other one, however. Uh, 17 hit you?
Just hits.
2 hits.
Whoosh.
Yeah, this is going to hurt. Actually, not that bad. 29.
I'll take it. I'll take the 29. Man, I really hope that our comrades are doing a lot better than us.
I messaged you. I let you know I was doing okay.
You messaged Ashley.
I meant you as a collective you.
Okay. Now, you're up there, so they can't get you.
But they do take Spirit Guardians damage.
They do take Spirit Guardians damage. So I'm going to roll...
Wisdom DC 17.
He said that so assertively.
And don't forget the minus 6.
Fail. Fail.
So they each take 14 radiant.
Lovely.
They can go now.
Go now.
God, I love that spell.
Wait, hold on. The target can make an intelligence saving throw at the end of each of its turn, ending the effect on its success.
Okay. At the end of its turn. Okay. Can just get to you. Going under Zarkon's of 10, 15, 20... 25, 30. The other one cannot get to you, Malady.
I don't get attacks of opportunity with my spiritual weapon, right?
No. No. It has to be you.
Got it.
I'll use my shields whenever I need it.
Okay.
That's what I was trying
Miss
to
18?
I'm sorry. Armor class is 17, shield.
Misses, so 22. Short sword will also miss.
Because you're also having minus 6 for each of those hits?
He missed anyway! Still has the effect. Still has the effect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, watch, he don't get mad!
I love it!
Sorry, the way you said, "Dirty Mist," is very, very Carol O'Connor of you.
This door opens.
Aya!
And 2 more come out.
Fuck a duck.
And since you're the only one they can see, Malady. They're closing on you. However, the good news is they're also under the effect of synaptic static. However, the third one, the last one that came out, is not in splint like the and carrying a longsword like the others. That one is in plate, and he has a greatsword.
Fuck a duck.
But let's address the attacks.
Let's address your dumb fucking face.
Miss.
Ow.
Miss.
Ow.
Miss. I can't even hit the fucking wizard. Alright, let's see what this one does.
Well, that's what you get for squishing the ranger.
That's what you get.
This one gets 3 attacks as well. That might actually hit something. How about that? 24.
17, 18. Wait, is my shield sore?
Yeah, so 22 hits. Second attack. That will miss. Third attack. 20, that will miss. So, one hit.
And that was with the penalty of the d6?
Yes!
Okay.
So, Malady, you take 6, 8, 12. You take 17 points of slashing damage.
And 8.
And also fails the saving throw. Nope. They all fail the saving throw. So, they're still under the effects of synaptic static.
Fuck, I love that spell right now. It was not a waste of a level 5 spell.
Oh, it's a mother of a spell.
That's a fucking awesome
Synaptic
spell.
Static is a serious fucking spell.
Yeah.
All right. Orchestrion.
Well then. I'm looking up at my fine gentleman friend here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, it worked so well before. One good turn deserves another. And Thunderwave. Right on him.
Okay. Natural one.
Yay!
What's the damage, sir?
24.
24?
So. And Ashley is now out of the way.
Yeah.
As per the board.
Ashley, you're up, sir.
A giant just fell next to you.
Oh, dear.
Kick his ass, Seabass!
Okay, yes. I know what I can do. First action. Level 3, cure wounds.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a good idea. For 8 and 8 and 2, 18 points of damage. I get back.
Okay, you heal 18.
Did he lose my inspiration?
No. That's still good. I'm going to rule that's still good.
Can I add a d10 to healing?
No.
I didn't think so.
The only bard that can do that is my homebrew one that I wrote.
Okay.
Bard College of Medicine.
And
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Bonus action is the short sword of warning.
Okay.
On the giant right next to me. That's going to be a 14 to hit.
That'll miss.
Wait, and I'm going to add the inspiration.
Okay.
Probably.
Oh, plus 9.
That's so certainly
25. Hits. Much better. I don't think I can add anything. I think it's just going to be a straight up d6. Okay, yeah. That's just d6 plus 4. So that's 9 damage.
Thunder.
Poking in the calf.
Okay. All right. Zarkon.
Everyone left the party.
Let's see.
Hey, we were having fun.
5, 10, 15. I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And then 20 for bonus action to move this. And then as my action, I am going to use my...
Hold on. What is my DC for my concentration check?
I was going to have you do it. You only took, I think it was 12 damage?
17.
You took 17 damage, so 10. DC 10. Constitution saving throw, DC 10.
Okay. I'm
going to
use you. Pay attention. Pay attention. 14.
Yep, you're good.
Perfect. Good job.
I'm going to aim it sort of down and away from Melody.
Okay.
I'm going to do a breath weapon attack. Dex save DC 13.
So you're going to get those two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it.
It's a dirty 20.
Yeah, make
it. And the other one, 16.
Yeah, both make it.
Okay, well, half damage.
So they will take half.
From the radiant breath weapon.
Radiant breath weapon!
You know, suddenly it's feels fun, like isn't it? We're it's fighting fun. An evil corporation.
They each take 5 radiant damage.
Okay. Alrighty. And that's your turn, Zarkon?
Yeah, because I can't take a weapon attack because I'm too high. And my... I still have to move... I can't get my spiritual weapon over there quick enough, so...
Yep. Okay.
I'm out. I'm done.
Malady.
Big V's hand.
Wait a second. It was DC 13 on the saves, right? Yeah, they still made it. I forgot to roll the D6. But they still made it. Big B's hand.
Big Shamuni. B's hand. Oh, no, wait. Then I drop it on haste. Never mind. So sorry. I could be surrounded. I don't have a lot. I don't want to thunderstep because then everyone will be aware that we're here. Emanates from you. Could I do an Agnar Scorcher from me? It emanates from me and it goes in 30 feet.
Yeah, why couldn't you?
Well, I don't know if it's arranged or whatever.
Okay. No, it's a saving throw.
KKK. Can I do it this way and get 1, 2?
Yes.
Wait. That's my spiritual weapon.
No, but
there's a dude
this guy,
there.
There's a guy right there.
Oh, there's a guy there?
Yeah, you want to hit him with
your spiritual weapon? Oh, yeah, hit him with your spiritual weapon. Yeah, there's a guy right there.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I didn't realize your spiritual weapon was there.
Yeah.
Take the attack.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm sorry, was all
the 21?
Yeah.
I showered.
Cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Nine bludgeoning.
There you go. That's a dead veteran.
So now, there is nothing I can do to get both of them without moving, and I can't move. Right? Right?
You don't have Misty Step.
I don't have Misty Step. And I don't want to
Thunder Step.
So, it's a kind of a waste, but it's the only thing I got. Oh, no, wait, hold on. My chill touch should be good. Let me see what
that's
my
ranged.
Well, hold on, hold on. What is
kind of silly for a spell called Chill Touch to be ranged.
I know, and that's why I always think about it. And of course I didn't get electric whatever balls. No, because it's loud. Agonar Scorcher. Agonar Scorcher.
Okay.
Scorcher, Scorcher.
What does he have to do?
He has to do a dex save.
Okay. Not even close.
Okay. So, failure. 19.
All right, is that your turn, Melody?
Yes, thank you.
The giant actually has range. So he's going to move here, giving you an attack of opportunity, Ashley.
Ha ha ha. That's 26.
Yeah.
12 damage.
Okay. And then one attack on each of you. Ashley will miss, or Kestrion will hit.
Turn your calves into mincemeat.
15 damage on Orchestron. And that is the giants. The guards inside go now. And let's see if they can even hit Malady.
Oh, I gotta cast my shield.
Miss. 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 On to the next.
They have to take the
Spirit Guardian's damage. Okay. Well, over, the first one missed three times. Now I'll do the saving throws. Oh, that might actually save.
A wisdom save DC 17.
Just makes it. The other one, nope. And greatsword, nope. So one pass, two failures.
So if they failed 17.
Okay.
And they made half that.
Wow. Okay. Other longsword, shortsword guy on Malady. 19 to hit you, Malady.
Shield.
Misses. Misses.
She's not a wizard. She's a rogue.
Misses. Greatsword guy. Misses.
Fuck.
Oh, wait. Hold on. 13. That might have hit. That one just hits. That's a 22. That misses. Hits. I got you twice.
What's your fucking name?
It's fine. She probably has like 300 hit points anyway.
You do not. So first off, as my wizard, one of the things that I took when we were allowed to use a certain amount of points is I took a tattoo that gives me really high AC.
Okay.
So that's one. Two, when I use shield, it gives me a +5 to that AC.
Oh, God.
So my AC is 22.
Oh, God.
Also, these guys all have a D6 disadvantage on all their hits because I befuddled all of them.
Okay.
So they're just going, 33.
And I need two DC 10 constitution saving throws from you.
33? I don't like you at all.
Oh, you've been married how long? I'm used to it.
All right. A what, baby?
Two DC 10 constitutions.
I don't want to fucking hear the attitude. This one is cocked. But that's a 14.
That'll pass.
Nat 20.
Good. Haste stays. And as a bonus action, Greatsword Guy is going to Second Wind.
I Second Wind. I can't take another
hit.
That
was not necessary. Orchestrion, you're up.
I can't take another hit.
Okay. I'm going to save some of my other stuff. So, I want to do Green Flame Blade. Well, I go up to him. I'm assuming he's a little way.
Yeah.
But I run up to him, pull out my rapier.
Uh-huh.
And Green Flame Blade, cantrip, attack.
Okay.
That's it?
Oh, no, you roll the damage. You have to roll to attack first. Okay. You have to roll an attack with your rapier.
All right, boom.
And if it hits, you can add 6 damage. The damage.
26 to hit.
Hits.
And
so
I'll
roll
add,
me rapier damage.
And add 6.
And then add 6.
12.
18. Nice. As the blade, the green flame blade flies off the rapier as you stab him. Well done. Top of the order, Ashley.
Alright. Let's pincer this guy. Alright. First attack with the Crystal Short Sword. It's a 26.
Hits.
8 damage.
Alright.
Second with the Crystal Short Sword. That's 12. That's gonna miss.
Okay.
And then Short Sword Warning is 17 on the die.
Hits.
That's gonna hit. Another 8 damage.
And that's a second Deadstone Giant.
Yeah.
It's about time.
So both of you and me look at each other across the Deadstone Giant. We're just like, oh shit. This is a fun night. It's a fun night. It's good times here. We made some memories.
Good times.
Okay. So we should find the others.
Yeah, let's do that. Oh yeah, and I guess I got.
Yeah, I gotta get in.
We'll 25 feet of movement.
Yeah,
you're gonna go try the doors because then I locked them on you.
We'll drop right. That on the next turn. But well done, boys.
I don't know if I'd say well done.
It was a fun night. They can do it.
Seriously, I was gonna go help them.
Yeah, I knew they could do it.
I
just had it.
Yeah, but now we're surrounded, and I'm like,
I'm doing things.
It's just a stone giant. It won't body
you. Body it? Won't body you at all.
No, you're doing a lot.
Zorkon,
I'm just saying, I'm super fucked. All
right, I think my flying's probably done at this point because I only get a minute. So
you know what? I'll give you this round.
No, it's okay. I want to end it anyway. I want to come back down.
Fair enough. Okay.
Come back down.
From this clown.
It's a great fucking song.
I'm going to move down here. So, I'm going to move you here. And I'm going to do attack, attack, attack. Because I have haste up. So I can do...
Oh, yeah. So you got your spiritual weapon, then your attack, and then your hasted attack. Nicely done, Zorkon.
So I'm like, no, it's okay. I'll come down. I'll come downstairs for this. So, first attack on that guy.
All right.
The guy to my left. That's an 11.
That'll miss.
Second attack. Nope. Attack with my spiritual weapon. That'll hit. It's a 12 plus 9.
That hits, yeah, sir.
Okay. And that is max. So that is 8 plus 4, I think,
It's another dead guard is what that is. As your spiritual mace brains another guard.
And that's it for me.
Alrighty, Malady.
I'm going to do another Scorcher on the guy who hits me the hardest, please.
Okay. If you get him, you're... Oh, no, you can angle it. Never mind.
Well, then I'll go the other way.
No, go for it. Go for it. Do the Scorcher.
Actually, I'm going to change. Just a scratch on myself.
Okay.
8.
All right.
On myself.
The Stone Giants are no longer appearing in this combat.
I couldn't take another one hit.
3 attacks on Malady, 3 on Zorkon. Miss. 17 to hit you, Malady.
Okay.
Are you recasting shield?
Mm-mm.
And then 18 to hit you.
Yeah.
Zorkon. I'll just set up the hits first.
Yeah, I think I'm out.
Miss. That might hit you. That's 20 plus.
Yeah, it did.
And that's also 20 plus. So 2 on Zorkon.
Okay, one of those is going to get a telekinetic reprisal.
Okay. Malady, hit number 1, 10.
Okay.
Hit number 2, 7.
Okay. Wait, yeah.
Zorkon, hit number 1, 18.
Ooh.
Hit number 2, yeah, that one hits harder, 16.
Okay.
Telekinetic reprisal, what am I rolling?
DC 12 strength.
Ooh, that's a... No. That's a 10.
Nice. Okay.
I'll shake my fist at the wizard.
Are they doing their saving throws?
I've been forgetting. It's all right.
8 force damage pushed up 10 feet away from me.
Okay. Away from you?
Mm-hmm.
So he gets pushed into this wall, and I'll give him another 3 damage from hitting the wall. Oh, they need to take Spirit Guardian's damage.
Yes, they do.
Which they did not do.
And I passed both of my checks for my...
them.
Excellent. Failure. Failure. They both fail.
Kill. Die. 5,
6, 12, 13, 14, 15 radiant.
Hey, it's been 4 of them. Zarkon got 3. So.
Excellent.
He's
good.
Done his duty.
Oh, I'm not knocking him. Yes, please. It's excellent. Kill them all. Good.
Orchestrion, you and Ashley outside the gates.
So, I guess we're kind of like walking over to the door, more or less. I mean,
sure.
Let me in, let me in. What?
Do you have anything you can use to pick the lock?
Is it? It's locked. It actually.
It's locked. That was the idea.
I mean, okay.
I do.
Okay.
I'm actually pretty dexy. Are you good at lock picking, or do you want me to do it?
I mean, it's just a dexy thing. I've got a set of lock picks, but.
But you don't actually have lock like thieves tools on you, do you, Orchestra?
I don't think so. No.
I believe I do. I think I wanted to.
If you want,
yes, I do.
If you want, you could take the help action to give Ashley advantage when it's his turn.
Fair enough.
Yes, I do have thieves' tools. I don't think I'm proficient in lockpicking, but... Oh, no. I'm proficient with thieves' tools.
Then you can add your proficiency bonus to the check.
Sweet.
And you're going to give him advantage.
Absolutely.
All right. So. It is your turn then, Ashley. Make a lockpick check with advantage.
That's a shitty roll. All right, so that's +4 plus proficiency is 14.
I let Malady do it with an 11, so not a complicated lock. It opens right up. Unless you object to it, Malady and Zarkon, I'll say for the sake of brevity, you mop this guy up. He doesn't have a whole lot of hit points left. Your team has just gotten in through the front gate.
Makes a run for it. We give him...
You give him what for?
Yep. Attacks of opportunity.
And we are now... I'll allow you all to convene into one chamber.